The list of accomplished people who were Rhodes Scholars is long and fascinating. President Bill Clinton, singer-actor Kris Kristofferson, ABC journalist and former White House spokesman George Stephanopoulos, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. To that esteemed list, you can now add the name of Aaron Robertson. Aaron was born in Detroit. He calls Redford Township home now. The Princeton undergrad is a 2017 Rhodes Scholar, and he is here with us now. Aaron, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, thank you so much.
It's rather cool to be talking to one of only 32 Americans to get a Rhodes Scholarship. What led you to apply?
So at first, I was not exactly sure, you know, whether I wanted to go to graduate school, but ultimately I thought more about kind of my goals as a writer and as a student, and I thought that the opportunity to study abroad in the UK would give me a chance to write more about the authors and the kind of literature that I think would be of interest to English-speaking audiences. And so my area of study is Afro-Italian literature, which is something that has not been written about that much, and I think that a large group of people would love to know more about that work.
When you learned you'd actually won the scholarship, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was with my mother at the time, actually. The interviews themselves were in Chicago. You interviewed, and then a few hours later, everyone was notified of the results. And so hearing my name called was completely, you know, unexpected, of course. Like, no one really expects this to happen. I felt an immediate sense of gratitude to my friends and family. Like, and I also felt a sense of responsibility, really. Like, knowing about all of the other great people who have received this award, it encouraged me to be as humble as I could.
I think we've all heard of the Rhodes Scholarship. Maybe not everybody knows exactly what it means. So what does winning this Rhodes Scholarship allow you to do?
The Rhodes Scholarship allows for 2 years of postgraduate study at Oxford University. The expenses are completely covered, so it includes your travel over there, your tuition and boarding, all of that. And I will be studying modern languages. I will get a master's of philosophy in modern languages. And then the Rhodes Scholarship itself also allows you to be a part of a very accomplished network of students who hopefully you'll be in touch with afterwards. And it ideally will open up new job paths to you. And then a large part of the scholarship is a civil service element. And so bringing what you've learned abroad to the communities that you care about.
And so how will you take that forward once you've gotten this degree and you've got your Master of Philosophy? Do you see yourself coming back to Detroit?
Right. Well, the industries that really interest me now are publishing and journalism. New York is kind of, you know, the obvious path afterwards. But in Detroit now, there's so much revitalization happening, not only economically speaking, but culturally as well. If there is some way that I can stay involved with the literary scene in Detroit, that would be ideal. Where I'll end up, it's a bit uncertain, but I would love to keep my roots in mind, certainly.
Aaron, when you think of the way that journalists from really all over the world have covered Detroit, I'm wondering what you like and what you think might be missing.
Yeah, so something that I've enjoyed a lot is people who really try to highlight small business owners here, mostly in Detroit, you know, highlighting new restaurants, for example, or kind of exciting work that is happening in Tech Town, for example, because that spirit of entrepreneurship, I think, is increasingly palpable, I think. One thing that I would love to see change, though, is the kind of insistence on a ruin mentality, which has been noted by many other people, but this idea that Detroit is some kind of post-apocalyptic landscape, mm-hmm. like that viewpoint is disrespectful to the residents of the city who call it home. So if there can be work to kind of change that optic or to change that way of talking about Detroit, that I think can only, you know, help kind of reconstruct a positive image of the city.
Aaron, I think a lot of people, when they think of journalism, I'm using air quotes here, newspapers and magazines come to mind. And as we all know, they're under severe economic stress. We saw both the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News had to say goodbye to some really talented writers and editors and other employees just before Christmas. And it's a story that we're seeing repeated across the nation. Where do you think journalism will go as we look into the future? Where do you see yourself being able to do that effectively?
Yeah, so one model of journalism that I really admire now is ProPublica, which is a nonprofit based in New York, and they strongly emphasize data-driven investigative work. So many of their journalists know how to code. They can program in order to help visualize data in very interesting ways. And they also use data to reveal trends and to discover stories that otherwise might not have been so evident. So this, I think, is one of the most exciting trends in journalism right now, one that combines interesting storytelling with programming.
Well, we wish you luck, Aaron Robertson, as you follow in some pretty prestigious footsteps off for your graduate 2 years at Oxford as a 2017 Rhodes Scholar. Congratulations, and it will be exciting to see what you bring back to us in terms of journalism.
Thank you so much.